Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Today is Saturday, May 22nd, and today we're talking about baby-related news, including the COVID-19 vaccine for kids, how the pandemic has accelerated the so-called baby bust, and the causes and signs of the all-too-common condition of postpartum depression as May marks Maternal Mental Health Month. Well, this all coincides with my own personal baby news. Starting on Monday, you'll hear the voice of our wonderful guest host as I take a short maternity leave to welcome our first child, who could arrive any day now. But of course, I'll still be checking in plenty with you and our team behind the scenes, and I'll be back as your host soon. For now, let's get into my conversation with world-renowned pediatrician and child development expert, Dr. Harvey Karp. He's also the founder and CEO of the company Happiest Baby, which debuted the award-winning infant bed called the Snoo Smart Sleeper. He's also behind the Happiest Baby and Happiest Toddler books and videos that have guided millions of parents. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, when we provide all the day's news in just 10 minutes. It's fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. It's time for today's Special Edition Saturday. You ready? Let's do this. Dr. Karp, thank you for joining me here on the Newsworthy.
Yeah, great to be with you, Erica.
So I want to talk about a few different things today, but first, let me get your take as a pediatrician on the COVID-19 vaccine and its use in kids. What questions are you getting from parents right now, and what are you telling them at this point?
Well, the good news is that we've had tens of millions of people use this vaccine. So I think that parents can be feeling quite confident, much more serious for people to get sick with this. I mean, honestly, when you think about it, our hospitals were filled with people who were sick with COVID. People were dying. 500,000 people died. The exposure to the illness is so much more serious. So right now, of course, we're approved for kids 12 to 16, and studies are going on right now for younger children as well. Those younger kids don't get very sick with the illness, but they certainly can pass it on to adults who get very sick.
Another thing that's popped up because of the pandemic is this so-called COVID baby bust. The number of births in 2020 was down from the year prior, and then we saw at the start of 2021 about an 8% decline from early last year. So what do you think is going on there?
Well, I think that everybody was scared when, you know, back in March and April and May, when things looked so dire, and people said, listen, the economy is tanking. We don't know what our financial security is. It's not the right time to be having a baby. And so people, you know, held back, or they use birth control. And I think that we're actually seeing a bit of a rebound now. I know that folks that I'm talking to are seeing more and more pregnant moms. And so I think that what we'll see is, even though we saw that slowdown in 2020, I think we're going to see a bounce back in 2021.
Is there a larger trend, though? Some researchers have said the number of babies, you know, the average woman is expected to have has dropped from 4 in the 50s to less than 2 today. So at least there's some larger trend of fewer babies going on. Have you noticed that? And what do you think's behind that one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's going on internationally, and it's been decades. And I think a lot is going on with that. Parents don't have the support anymore. There's so many people that are single parents or both of them holding down a job that they worry about being financially and emotionally available for kids. People have been putting off having babies longer and longer in their lives as they establish themselves in work. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, we have a crisis on the planet of too many people. We just have to do that in a sustained and a thoughtful way, so that there are enough young people coming up to support the older people. And we do this generational shift in a way that is easy on the society as possible. It's a very complex problem, but reduction of births is not necessarily a bad thing.
You mentioned it, that the part of it, at least, is likely support, people working and, you know, juggling a family. May is actually Maternal Mental Health Month. So what can the impact be on a new parent trying to, quote unquote, juggle it all?
Well, listen, you know, today, if you have a nanny, you're pretty well off. But 100 years ago, and pretty much for the entire history of humanity, people had five nannies, right? You had your grandmother, your aunt, your older sister, and your cousin, and your next door neighbor's daughter. And you had lots of people helping you. And today, parents just don't have that type of support. And so they're sleep deprived and they're anxious. They also don't have a lot of experience taking care of babies. So they're a little bit more worried and a little bit less informed than generations in the past. And all of that becomes a burden that can lead to postpartum depression and anxiety. COVID, of course, made it much worse. So we normally think of about 20% of the population, 20% of new moms, and actually many new dads, being at risk for depression and anxiety after the baby is born. Because just from sleep deprivation, it could promote that, much less the financial concerns, et cetera. And during COVID, that's gone up to really about a third of all new parents. The good news is that since postpartum depression is really triggered by exhaustion, crying babies, feeling like you don't know what you're doing, and feeling like you don't have any help, if we can improve sleep, reduce crying, and give parents more support, we have an immediate opportunity to reduce the chances of postpartum depression.
So what are some of the signs of postpartum depression that family and friends and even ourselves can look out for?
That's such a good question, because people actually are a little bit confused when they hear the word depression. They think of, you know, crying and tearfulness and the blues. And of course, that can be the case. But for many, many moms, postpartum depression is an anxious depression. It's one where they're just worried about everything. They're checking their baby 5 or 10 times throughout the night, making sure the baby didn't roll to an unsafe position. They can't turn off their brains. I got to sleep. The baby's going to wake up in 2 hours. Oh, no, they look at their watch. No. Now the baby's going to wake up in an hour and a half. I got to fall asleep. And that running of the brain and intrusive thoughts, things that feeling like you're going to, oh my God, would I jump off of this, you know, into traffic, or could I fall into traffic? And these thoughts can be quite morose and intrusive. Those are very often the signs of postpartum depression. And it's really just important for people to reach out. If you have any concerns, to talk to people who can be helpful. It could be your doctor. It could be your spiritual guide. And there are hotlines as well where you can anonymously ask questions just to make sure, because the good news is that there is help. You do not have to suffer alone.
Still ahead, what's happening on a larger scale to address postpartum depression? And Dr. Karp outlines his well-known philosophy of using the 5 S's to calm a fussy baby. You'll want to share this part with any newer expecting parent you know. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsors. And this episode is brought to you by Ritual. Ritual's prenatal vitamin is definitely part of my morning ritual. I take them every day without fail. And after the baby is born, I'll switch to their postnatal vitamin. And after that, I'll keep taking their women's multivitamin. I love that Ritual vitamins are scientifically developed to support different life stages. In fact, they're now available for women, men, and teens. And no matter who is taking them, we all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why. And that's why I appreciate Ritual's transparent approach. They have a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain, so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. And you will not find sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping always. And you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll even refund your first order. So get key nutrients with Ritual. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. This episode is also made possible thanks to our next sponsor. If you are still putting up with uncomfortable shoes, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to. Thanks to Rothy's. So what makes Rothy's so good? Well, a lot of things, but their unique seamless design is insanely comfortable the moment you put them on. And I'm talking right out of the box. And it's not just me. Other real customers like Lisa L. say, quote, "These shoes are like walking on clouds." And Julie A. says, "There's no break-in period, no blisters, just pure comfort." And because I've partnered with Rothy's for a while now, I've also heard from many of you who have fallen in love with Rothy's as much as I have. We all know it's comfort alongside style and sustainability that make Rothy's our go-to favorite flats. For the sustainable part, they're made with materials like plastic water bottles. And for the style, well, they're always available in a variety of super cute shapes, styles, and colors, so you can find the perfect pair for you. So upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to my conversation with Dr. Harvey Karp. Is there anything happening on a larger scale within the U.S. to address what seems to be this growing problem of postpartum depression?
Sure, of course. There are lots of things that we're trying to do. So one of the things from a policy and government point of view has been to give parents more support when they have babies, supportive parent leave, paid parent leave programs. In addition, visiting nurse programs that can come to your house and help you, you know, take care of the baby and help you with just recovering from the delivery. One of the things we're doing is to try to help parents have skills to be more successful at getting sleep and calming infant crying. So there's a video and a book that I did called Happiest Baby on the Block, which teaches parents really the skills that are required for being successful in those first 6 months of the baby's life. And we've created a bed now. We actually partnered up with leading engineers and designers to create a baby bed called Snoo. And the bed doesn't just rock and shush the baby, but it actually responds to the baby when the baby is upset to help soothe the baby and add an hour or two to the baby's sleep and also secure the baby on the back so that the baby can't roll to an unsafe position. So it takes away that, you know, that anxiety that you have that something bad's going to happen in the middle of the night. And in fact, the FDA has already designated Snoo a breakthrough device for our potential to reduce the risk of infant sleep death. So I think a lot of great things are happening over this next decade.
Other parenting experts are actually citing your philosophy that you talk about in your book, using the five S's to calm a fussy baby. So for any newer expecting parents out there like me, walk us through what those are and why they work.
Yeah, you bet. So the whole concept is called the fourth trimester, which is that babies are born 4 or 5 months before they're really ready for the world. But you know, the cool thing is that almost everybody, I mean, we tell parents you're not going to sleep and the babies cry and sometimes we don't have ways of calming them. We call that colic. But at the same time, everybody knows that if you drive a baby all night in the backseat of the car, the baby's going to sleep an extra hour or two. These rhythms, the sound, the motion, all imitate the baby's experience inside the womb. In the womb, the sound is louder than a vacuum cleaner. And the baby is constantly held and jiggled all throughout the night and all throughout the day. Every time you breathe, your diaphragm is rocking the baby in the womb. And they're constantly held in that tight little ball. So a tool like Snoo is able to secure the baby in a swaddle, a safe swaddle, and rock and shush the babies. And that's really the fundamental basis of the five S's. So it's five ways to imitate the womb. It's swaddling, the side or stomach position, never when the baby's asleep. We only want the sleeping baby on the back. But the side or stomach is the best position for calming a fussy baby. And then the others are shushing or white noise, swinging or rhythmic motion, and sucking. And when you layer those together, that's really when the magic happens.
Is there anything else you want to add or a final takeaway about any of these topics?
You know, I guess the biggest thing is for parents to take a breath and pat themselves on the back and understand that they're doing a phenomenal job without all the support that they used to have. People are so fast to judge themselves and they think a good mother does everything and does it all by herself and purees her own foods and milks her own cow and, you know, basically is happy and smiling, you know, all through the night, any instant that the baby wants support. And of course, you know, we love our kids and we're there for them. But it is important when you have a baby to reach out for help, whether it's Snoo or your best friend or, you know, guidance from your parents or your in-laws. Do not be timid about asking for help because this is exactly the time of life that you should be reaching out.
thanks to Dr. Harvey Karp, and thanks to you for listening and sharing the show with any parents who might find this helpful. And as our guest host, Lacey Evans, takes over for me on Monday, please know you're in great hands, and I'll be checking in occasionally here on the show and over on Instagram, where you can follow us at NewsworthyPod. And of course, I'll be back as your main host before you know it. So keep listening right here to get all the day's news in about 10 minutes every Monday through Friday. Until then, have a great weekend.